It's time for the Story on Saturday podcast. Here's your host, Sean Bavala.
Hey folks, thanks for listening again. These are short podcasts, usually under 5 minutes. Not intended to be long investments of your time. I do appreciate that you listen. This week, I'm going to continue my concepts about power, who has it and what do they do with it. And this is yet another Aesop tale. I happen to be recording this on a Labor Day weekend here in the United States. Labor Day weekend is an opportunity to look at what those people who go to work every day have contributed to the functioning of the United States in particular. It's done on a weekend that came from labor fighting against the powerful in order to have time off and not work 700 hours a week. This story is called The Lion's Share.
On to the story.
A lion, a fox, and a jackal went out on a hunt together. They finally were successful and hunting down a stag. When the stag was dead, the fox turned to his companions, and he said, "How shall we divide these spoils?" The lion wasted not one single moment, and he shouted out, "Clean that carcass immediately, skin it, and divide it into 4 pieces," and stared at his companions. The other two, the fox and the jackal, began to do as they had been told, and when they were done, the fox again inquired, "How are we going to divide these spoils?" The lion leapt in front of the carcass, standing between the carcass and the fox and the jackal, and the lion said, "I have decided. The first goes to me because I am king of the beast. The second piece goes to me because I am the arbiter of this decision. The third piece goes to me for my part of the hunt. And the fourth piece," and he eyed the fox and the jackal, "and the fourth piece, which of you would dare lay a paw upon it?" Well, with that, the fox and the jackal knew they had been defeated and left without any of the share of the spoils.
Story on Saturday.
Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. You can find us on Google Play. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on storyonsaturday.com. I'm Sean Bavala. Thanks for listening to Story on Saturday.
Thanks for listening to the Story on Saturday podcast. Copyright 2017. Storyteller.net. All rights reserved.